Thank you, Mr. Good morning. So we left off on page Kuf Pei Vav. Hakli HaPnimi LeGilui HaAnis. Remember again, we spoke about yesterday, literally the external utensils to be able to uncover or to reveal the inner eye. And essentially what the conclusion we came to yesterday was that in order to be able to discover and to uncover the inner eye, so one has to go ahead and find time for quiet and solitude. Okay, so that's the external piece. What's the internal piece? Hakli HaPnimi Lihios Adam Na'ayin Adam Misboni. The inner utensil, the inner process that is necessary in order to allow a person to discover their inner eye, is that a person has to be someone who is contemplative, someone who is thoughtful. Hakoach Harsani Biyosa Shekayim Ba'olam Hua Ichashiva. Now, it's interesting to note there's one of the most destructive forces that exists in this world. This is interesting what he says. The most destructive force is lack of thought. Lack of thought. And now, again, what he says is the most destructive power is that people settle in to a regulus, to a regularity, and a person goes in and just simply goes with the flow of life, often with very little thought about who they are, what they are, why they're doing the things that they do, and the very nature of their existence. Let's give a very simple example. This is very interesting. It says, Mishin in Sakan, someone who's alive. So what happens? So if you're reading this sefer, if you're here this morning, there's one thing we all have in common, Baruch Hashem, which is we all woke up this morning. Thank God. We all woke up. Not yet. We're in the process of waking up. We're physically, biologically awake. We slept the entire night. Then we got up. Again, if we hadn't woken up this morning, obviously we wouldn't be here. Ha'im meini itanu kosher. Madua hu kam hayom baboker. Did one of us think about why did I get up this morning? Ulaylo, ulay yishar mitalishin. So as it is, we think about maybe, you know what? I don't really feel like getting up this morning. Perhaps I'll stay in bed. I'd love to sleep a little bit longer. Nachon b'derech klal hakima novaatz milachatz pnim. The truth is, more often than not, getting up in the morning comes from some internal pressure. Tzarech lahagia bizman la'avoda. I have to go out, I have to get up, I have to go to work, right? Or again, Baruch Hashem, I have to go to learn. But let's say there's a day where a person has no obligations. I'm off from work. Ha'isha halcha l'mkoma. Right? My wife left the house. Ha'iladim b'mkomam. The children are wherever they need to be. Kalachad b'mkomam. Everyone's where they need to be. Lama lo lakum me'amita. Why should I get out of bed? B'derech klal, adam lo choshev lama lakum. Pashut kam. Now, what he's referring to over here is obviously we think about why we have to get up in the morning, because the truth is there are reasons why we have to get up. I have to go to work, or I have to come to learn. But there are immediate reasons that get me out of bed. But the question is, does a person think in a more existential way, in terms of what is it that I need to accomplish today that should get me out of bed? Im haya choshev u'magia l'maskana. So the point that he's saying over here is that even if a person thinks to himself, because if I stay in bed all day, I'm wasting my time, even though that's not the highest level of thought, at the end of the day, a person is thinking a little bit beyond their immediate circumstances, and ultimately, again, thinking a little bit more globally. I'll tell you, he always gives the best examples. I don't know why he chose this one, because I think, if anything, getting out of bed is something that people do think about, because otherwise, the person doesn't think about it, they don't have to get out of bed. I think that's one of the things that we do have a motivation for because of some higher purpose. But, all right, anyway, but you get his point. He says, Ina matara. Lasos. אבל עצם הדבר שהוא מסרגל להסבוני במה שקורה, הוא מפתח אצל עצמו כמה פנים של חשיבה. Well, see, this is very important episode, because a person can go ahead and do all the right things. But it's not just enough to do the right things. A person has to contemplate and think about why it is that they are doing and engaging in these actions. כדי להגיע לפנימיות האני בעצם, in order to truly understand the inner I, מוכרח האדם להיות אדם פנימי. A person has to be an internal individual. Choshe, thoughtful, misponing, contemplative, ma'ayin, investigative. Kechol she'adam chai b'li machshava, as long as one lives without thought. B'li hisponenos, b'li iyun, hu ba'oven tiv'i pona ha'chutzos. Well, so it's very important, because the Mechaber is driving at over here is that a person could engage in the right actions. But just because I engage in the right actions does not mean that I'm engaging in them for the right purposes. And as much, now again, it doesn't mean I'm engaging in it for a bad purpose. It just means that sometimes we do good things with very little thought as to why we're doing them. And just to realize that those actions, as good as they may be, are deficient if not accompanied by the right type of thought. So again, his example of getting up in the morning is I get up in the morning, that is the right action. But if I don't know why I'm doing it, I don't know what the real greater goal is of getting out of the bed in the morning, then the truth is my action is deficient. I can give tzedakah, I can be a giver, I can be a bal chesed, but if at the end of the day I'm not contemplative as to why I'm doing this, what this does for me, what the purpose of this is, where this is supposed to take me, what this is supposed to do, then the action itself, as good as it is still deficient. Obviously, it goes without saying, better to do a good deficient action than no action at all. That is for sure. But remember, we're aiming for the highest level here. In kavanas hadvar, shekach hamachshava, hu anekuda pinimis shel ha'adam, elo hu koach shemeivis adam leskansos pinimis u'megilei hanisha v'sokol. So we're not trying to say over here that the power of thought is the essence of all man. Rather, what we're saying over here is that becoming a thoughtful and contemplative individual ultimately will help you find your inner eye. Muvo b'svarim, she'echad Hashem Moshal HaNeshama Hu Seichel. It's brought down in the Svarim Hasidic literature that one of the names of the Neshama is Seichel. Ein hakavana v'seichel she'anachnu makim b'sas harachov. So this is not talking about the way we colloquially refer to Seichel, which just means like common sense. Ela Seichel p'nimi ruchami. Rather, it refers to an inner spiritual understanding. Hanashama type of kofin zayin. Hanashama hi mitzius iyunis. The neshama by itself, the neshama in and of itself, is a contemplative force. Kichol sha'adam rachok me'ayun, me'ha'esponinus b'machshava, hunote lepulos chitzonios. If a person is far away from contemplation and understanding and thought, ultimately he leads a very superficial life. Afilo en pu'ulos hein elu hein chiyubios. Even if the actions are good in and of themselves, ke pu'ulos shel ha'anako kedome, aval hu lo megales etzem ha'anis. It was a very important episode. Good action that is not accompanied by contemplative thought is superficial action. Nimtzeinu l'meidu nefesh. So we'll say, here's what we emerge with. Ki b'chdei l'galos es etzem ha'ani. In order to uncover the inner eye, muchrach ha'adam reishis kol, So now we understand the first two steps to understanding and uncovering who my inner eye. Number one is alone time. Number one is to be able to take time alone from everyone, right? Time alone just by myself. And again, that time provides the opportunity and atmosphere for contemplative thought. Ubenosof lakach leistragia leisbonin b'chayim lachshov. Step number two is to become regular with being a contemplative person to think. And I will say, the truth is, this I think happens to be, if you ever try this exercise, I think it's very profound about when a person thinks about why they do the things they do. I'll give you the example, which I think is in generally a very healthy exercise. Person sometimes gets angry. It's very insightful to take a step back and to ask yourself, why did I get angry at this situation, right? Why did I lash out? Why was I nasty? Why did I speak disrespectfully? Why was I abrupt? And when you analyze why you do the things that you do, it gives you incredible insight into the person you are. Sometimes a person will realize when they get angry, I got angry because I felt insecure. I got angry because I was unhappy with myself because of what happened a day ago, 2 days ago, an hour ago. I got angry because the truth is I've been harboring animosity and resentment about that individual for a year. All kinds of things come out. See, Sierra will say, but what ends up happening is often when we get angry. So how do we look at the situation? You know, Reuven did that to me, and that's why I got angry. And we leave it at that. But if I take a step back and I'm a thoughtful individual, suddenly I understand so much more about myself in general. I didn't get out of bed in the morning. Why didn't I get out of bed in the morning, right? So again, I'm tired. Okay, but really, what does that say about me? What's a good example? If I was going on vacation and I had to go ahead and, you know, make the flight for my cruise and it required me to get up, would I ever say, you know what, I'm too tired to go ahead and get up to catch my flight to go to the cruise? So the answer, of course, is no. So therefore, if I'm too tired sometimes to get to Shia, but I'm not too tired to go to the cruise, what does it say about my priorities in life? Right? Then where am I holding as a person, as a Jew, if that's my hierarchy of priorities? I'm not getting more. I'm just saying what he's pointing out over here is something so profound, yeah. Which is that Lemaisa, if you think about the reasons you do the things you do, then suddenly again, you learn so much. You learn so much about yourself. So therefore, again, it turns out that Lemaisa, we're now left with the two building blocks, the two starting points for uncovering the inner eye. Number one is his bodidus, taking time alone, away from everything else, that I could block at everything else and just focus on myself. And that is just there to create an atmosphere for contemplative thought. To begin to think about why I do the things I do in life and to allow those insights to give me true insight into the person I am. All right, well, so we're not finished with this yet. We'll continue with Hashem Kol Pei Zayin tomorrow.
I don't know if I can get up. I'm not sure why I'm going to get up.
It's a lot of pressure. Well, even if you're not sure why, still get up. Still get up.
Take the sheer on it.
Yeah.